Now, there's a little bit of concern that universities at the moment are handing out A grades too easily. There's a new report out from the New Zealand Initiative, which shows the number of A grades given out since 2006 has gone up by 64% to basically now constitute close to 40% of all grades. Dr. James Kierstead is a research fellow at the Initiative and he's with us. Hi, James.
Hi there.
Okay, so what's going on here? I mean, how prolific are these A grades?
Well, I mean, it's between 30 and 40% of total grades. And
Where should it be,
we're
James?
We're getting to the point now where A grades are about to be the most common grade awarded at New Zealand universities. Where should it be? I mean, it's hard to say. It sort of depends on the cohort, but I think that most people would think that A's probably shouldn't be the most common grade. That should probably be a B or a C. As it was in the past, by the way, if you look at the United States, initially the C was the most common grade, then B. And now for the last 30 years, the A has been the most common grade at U.S. universities. So in that sense, we're just catching up with them. But it's not really something we want to follow them in because grade inflation has been a big deal in the States. It's sort of helped undermine confidence in universities there. And so I think universities here should probably think about doing something about the grade inflation so that it doesn't hurt their reputation as well.
What do you think is causing this?
I think that academics feel, I used to be an academic myself, so I know this, they feel a lot of pressure to keep student numbers up because if your student numbers fall, there's a risk that your program is going to get cut and therefore that your job is going to get cut. So I'm not saying people think about this entirely consciously or completely cynically, but there's a sense that if you get a reputation as a harsh grader, then you probably are going to lose student numbers and that's going to put you in a dangerous position.
Mm.
The other thing is you want good student feedback because that can help you in promotion. It can help you keep your job. And there's a sense that if you give out good grades, then students are going to give you good feedback. So both of those mechanisms, I think, are really important.
I mean, where does this put an employer, right? Because if you're actually actively, if you really, really want the smartest of the smartest and you're looking for A's, this is no longer going to tell you what you need to know. So what do you do?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, I've spoken to employers who said that they had to set up their own testing. Now, in the old days, universities would have been reliable. You know, you could have just outsourced the testing of students to the universities and they would have been able to stamp students with a pretty reliable signal. This is an outstanding student. This is a good student. This is an okay student. This person really doesn't work very hard. You know, only accept this person if you really need somebody. But nowadays, yeah, all it shows now is that that student was in the top 30 or 40% of the distribution.
Okay, what does your gut tell you? Do you think that, I mean, you're warning the universities at the moment that basically their credibility is on the line, but they have all of these motivating factors. What does your gut tell you they're going to do? Are they going to stop handing out the A's or just carry on as they are?
I think they're going to carry on as they are, to be perfectly honest.
Okay,
I mean, I think government might have a role here. I mean, if they think, and I'm not saying this because I'm not saying this completely because I hate them. I think that there's a good reason why individual universities wouldn't do that because if one university solves the grade inflation problem, then they have harsher grading than the other universities, and then they risk having fewer students because the students are going to go to the universities where the grading's easier. So really, there's a role for government here. I think that we have to fix it at the systemic level. And so one of the things you can do is make student numbers less important for funding allocations, right? Because that was one of the things that drives it. And the other thing is about student feedback. So make student feedback less important in how you assess academics, because those are the two big pressures on academics to give out better and better grades.
Yeah, brilliant. James, it's good to talk to you, mate. Appreciate it. Dr. James Kierstead, New Zealand Initiative Research Fellow.